What's up, friends? I'm so thankful and blessed to be back sharing with you for another week. Today, I wanted to talk about growth and the needs that comes with the season of growth. Of course, we shall always be growing in one way or another to better ourselves, right? In adulthood, you have multiple growth seasons, some more critical than others. I would say my 20s have been full of growth, and I'm only 6 years into this adulting thing. As I navigate through my mid-20s, wow, I can't believe I'm there, but I'm realizing how important it is to have people who understand the season that I'm in. I realize that, in fact, it's crucially essential. As we're supposed to do life with others in such times of transformation and transition, it's important to have the right people by your side. I think that's why it's so difficult, but not impossible, to create friendships in adulthood, simply because everyone is in different seasons, and it can be hard finding individuals who can walk beside you even if they are in a different season than you. I'm learning that as you grow, it's important to tell the people who are in your life what it is that you need from that relationship and how that person can show up in a manner that is conducive to whatever season it is that you're in. As I continue to learn about myself and my needs, I'm also learning to accept that not every person that was in my previous seasons will make it to my current or future seasons, and being okay with moving forward and letting go. I'm learning that it's okay to vocalize my needs and wants in a healthy manner, and being realistic about what it is that will help me, but also allow others to help me as well. I'm working through fears and choosing every day to not maneuver alone due to fear and worry. I understand more and more that there are people that God has destined for you to cross paths with and have divine connections with for the fulfillment and edification of His love for you. I understand more that seeking God is the key to life. You can never fail in seeking His kingdom first and trusting in Him. I heard recently that God's love language is trust. To trust in Him wholeheartedly with no worry or fear truly gives God the space and opportunity to blow your mind when you step out of His way and your own way. Today, I want to challenge you to focus on yourself, show up and grow into the best version of yourself. Give yourself space to make errors, to hurt, to be disappointed, to love, to trust, and to take a chance. Let go of the future to trust in God's present. Ha, that's me talking to my own self. It's growth season, and God's ready for you to blossom into all that He has called you to be. So my prayer today is that we grow intentionally, that we allow room for error and correction. I pray that we will allow God room to prepare new soil in our hearts and to clear out the weeds that are preventing our full growth. With love, yours truly, Ebb.